Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
More of a corgi, actually.
Man, how do you not know anything about women's gymnastics?
The education.
LSU gymnastics to me is Kaia Johnson and Kaia Johnson only.
It's See? Olivia Dunn, man. I know. Shirt, that's a great shirt.
Let's go.
Yeah, I got to put my OU gear on because, you know, we're the best in the whole world.
Wow, yeah, okay. What
did,
time do
you
guys...
Did you guys know that?
It's true. Back-to-back titles, national champions.
What time do you guys perform tonight?
It's in the evening.
Huh? What time?
Yeah. I'm broadcasting. I demanded to broadcast from there, so we're going to be out there. Having a good time.
God, OU has won 6 national titles in women's gymnastics since 2014.
They're better than softball.
It's pretty good.
God, is that it? It's a total women's sports school.
It really is, man.
Well, that's cool. But you know why? Because today's Ladies' Day.
It is Ladies' Day. Hey.
What's up, ladies? And if Olivia Dunn, if you're cruising around listening right now, we would love to pop you on for a minute this afternoon.
The air. What?
Look at me!
She's real pretty. I like her a lot. All right, so it's Ladies' Day, and we got a lot of good stuff, mainly from my good friends Shannon and Nikki, who barrage me with stuff that are awesome.
All right. 2 hot names.
I know. Hot ladies. What is the most and least attractive quality in a lady? I know this sounds ridiculous. Can we get past the fact that we've said this before? The eyeball test.
Yeah, sure.
You have to have the eyeball thing going first. You're like, I like her, and then when you walk up.
I wouldn't even think in physical. Yeah.
And then you walk up, and then what is it?
For me, man, it's just it has to be like sense of humor.
Yeah,
and being able to laugh.
Yes,
at yourself, yeah. At me, at other people when we're together, like all that.
Yes.
Like when you're in tune. Sense of humor wise, it all works itself out.
Yeah, that's it. The ability to carry a conversation, to have something to say where it's not just giggling and, which I would assume goes same if you're having a female talking to a guy or whatever. You want to be able to have a conversation and connect on something.
Yeah, for sure.
We were in New Orleans one time and I don't know what we saw. I can't remember exactly why, but we walked into the hotel room. And we laugh for 15 minutes straight.
It's like you guys ate the edible like 15 minutes before.
No, that wasn't it. Which, nice. That's a possibility. But that wasn't it at that particular time. But it was something that was said, or maybe it probably was like 2 words, and we lost it.
Yeah.
And it's just on the bed, you're just curled up laughing, you can't even breathe. So like, those are the best moments.
Like very early on in our relationship, we were down in San Antonio for something, like, I can't remember what it was, but... We were in the hotel room and it was a complete rainout day. Like, it was like a resorty type place, you know, and we were going to go outside and root around San Antonio and all that. Total, like, deluge. And we're in the room and we're watching the Adam Sandler movie, Big Daddy. And there's a character that the Big Daddy's, Adam Sandler's son has named Scuba Steve. Mm-hmm. Like a superhero named Scuba Steve. And in the middle of the night, there's a scene where he's walking through the room or whatever, and he steps on Scuba Steve. And when you step on those little toys, I mean, it just crushes your feet.
It does, yeah.
And I'd never seen the movie before, and Adam Sandler in the movie, when he steps on it, he goes, "Damn you, Scuba Steve!" And I lost it. Like, I literally lost it. And we were laughing on the bed at the line and then me laughing hysterically for like 20 minutes and
it's
I couldn't let it go.
So much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, so much fun.
It's laughter, man. Laughter goes a long way.
And we have audio from that night.
So we got, who do you think is the hottest female athlete of all time? Which was followed quickly by, hottest male athlete of all time from our perspective.
Man, it's hard to go against David Beckham. If you ended up in prison with him as your cellmate,
that'd
be all right.
Little wince here from Donovan.
I mean, he's all right.
He's tatted.
Any haircut.
He's
works
got an
perfectly.
Accent.
He's
I
one
would.
Of the premier athletes ever at the global sport. He's hard to deny number one.
Yeah, he'd be for me. Yeah.
You don't have an answer?
No, I'm thinking because I've
Michael Cooper?
Bruce Springsteen.
Michael Cooper. I hope it is.
It's pretty attractive. Not a bad looking guy. I'd have to think on that.
You know who's rising quickly right now? Now that the draft is approaching? What name do you think of as hot guy in this year's draft?
Hot guy in this year's draft?
Dude, Sam Hartman.
Oh, yeah. He's quite attractive.
Like, he's very model.
He's even like Chris Carter did that bit. He's like, I can't even cover the guy. He's too good looking.
Yeah.
He is attractive.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah. He's very, very handsome.
Very model-y.
Christian McCaffrey's pretty hot.
Yeah.
My wife always thought Darren Woodson was like the hottest guy
ever.
He's
very attractive.
Yeah. Like she was always like, if it happens, it happens.
Troy's hot. Like now for a hot old dude. Whatever you call those.
He's not old.
Isn't he like 50 something?
Yeah,
it's not
but
old.
I mean, what is
your jack wagon?
It ain't me, guys.
Older, I don't know.
Middle aged.
Yeah.
Middle aged.
Is that middle aged?
You're not even really that far off.
He's 57.
That's not old.
Yeah, he'll live to be 114. That's middle. He's right in the middle of his age.
All right.
What about female?
I mean, Jenny Finch comes into my mind.
Is that the softball chick?
Yeah, she was extraordinarily attractive. I don't know why. I always thought, what's her name that did gymnastics? She was from Murphy. Blonde-haired girl.
Liz Carly?
No. No, her name's escaping me.
Charlie.
She does gymnastics analysis
I mean,
now.
It's kind of default to say, what's her name from tennis? Anna Kournikova. Is that?
Yeah, she was up there.
Nastia Lukin.
Nastia Lukin, yes.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good job, Ham.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always thought she lives close that maybe if we ever met.
No.
Biggest piece of marriage advice to give Matt as he's moving forward with number two.
I was going to say, I think I have
learn
some,
from the first.
Well,
one.
I
have some good advice for myself.
We need Dave here because Dave, I feel the more you are married, the more advice you can give.
Go, Dave.
Okay, maybe the mistakes not to make because he made them.
It's pretty
something like
or
that.
Or he noticed a mistake. From her. I don't know.
I would tell my own self, communicate.
Yeah. I think that's kind of number one. Express your feelings.
Like actual real communication where if you have to hurt their feelings, you got to say what is important to you.
Well, you have to manage that. Yeah, you have to manage those situations because you feel like, oh yeah, we're so in love. I can say whatever I want. It doesn't matter. No. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's bad advice.
Yeah, that's terrible advice.
No, but I mean, it becomes when the lust feeling wears off and it's the real grind of everyday life is a little different. We've been together a long ass time, so we.
You know what my advice is, seriously? It's to have, no, that's not it. It's to have someone that you can talk to get some of the stuff off of your chest so you won't just unload when you get so mad because you'll bottle the stuff in. It's just human nature. It's going to happen. And then the one time you get upset, you'll start bringing stuff up from 3-4 months ago that you wanted to say, but you didn't. And another thing.
Yeah.
Like if you have a really good friend that you can just bounce stuff off of, like, hey man, I got to talk to you for a second and just get it all off of your chest. And they give you the real advice. Like, man, you were wrong on that. Okay. I'll just be the ear and won't give you any advice. Man, that helps out a lot. That lets you get out a lot of stuff that you keep bottled in.
Can you imagine like being a husband in the 40s and 50s, like after World War II, even like if you served,
right.
The amount of stuff that you bottled up that you never said a word.
Because it wasn't manly enough to say anything like that. You don't discuss your feelings and problems with anyone.
No.
You're a man. You just drink whiskey.
You went to war.
Right.
Where you saw people's heads get blown off and you just like sitting there like.
You just took it.
Yeah.
Man. And if you had a problem at home, you told your mistress about it, not your actual wife.
Right.
Probably so.
That you were sleeping with at your downtown office.
Yes.
Where you drove back to the suburbs.
Right.
To January Jones, who was smoking hot. And why the hell did you do that? Nobody knows.
But. Right. Well, because the other girl had giant knockers.
Well,
and
fair.
Just, yeah,
right.
Yeah. And you drank all day in the office. And,
yeah. Like, you know what? This does kind of feel good.
Mad
you know
Men
what?
Is a documentary.
Hot goes away, man. I don't care how it goes. You don't. Yeah. She's smoking hot. Why would he do that to her, man?
I get it.
That's all that kind of goes out the door
surgery gets
over
so popular.
Time.
Well, yeah,
not about plastic surgery. It's just
how many times have you guys seen people? You're like, God, man, that guy Mary, she was so hot, And then you don't see him for 30 years, and you're like, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Like, well, what happened
even
to
that,
you?
Even if she continues to be good looking.
I know, you're right.
Every single day.
Somebody's tired of it.
Right.
Every
day.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah, yes.
The guy's yard down the street always looks better than yours. It's the same scenario.
Right.
Not in my neighborhood.
That mower they have, man.
Like, man, he must water that thing a lot.
I don't want to hear that from you. What? Backyard full of crap.
It's all picked up, baby.
Attaboy.
All picked up.
How often are we doing it now?
Went out there yesterday.
Are you bi-weekly?
No, three times a week.
Okay. Wow.
That's good.
Well done.
That's good. I ran into Matt's brother.
That's right.
Over the weekend at Merido. His brother is the head pro at the Merido Golf Club. And we got to hang out a little bit. And as I told Matt, his brother's awesome. And he's got like a great job. He really does.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good setup. And I was talking to my sister on the phone. She was like, what'd you do this weekend? Blah, blah, blah. And I was telling her, you know, and I was like, yeah, this guy's brother of guy that I work with and yada, yada. And it got me thinking, how many people would trade places with their sibling as far as like their work career? I mean, is it like 50-50?
That's interesting.
That's a very good question. I don't know. I don't have a brother. I wouldn't trade with my two sisters.
I don't know that my brothers would trade with me and I wouldn't trade with them. And I don't think they'd trade with each other. My one brother, all he ever wanted to do was make a ton of money, and he does. Mark wanted to be in golf, and he is, and I wanted to do this. So I don't know that
you've all kind of hit the cycle.
Yeah, like for what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I might. Yeah, I wouldn't. But
would
I
you?
Bet there's a lot of that.
So my sister is a nurse practitioner, works in Colorado. I mean, like, I love the fact that she lives in Colorado, and she gets to go do mountain stuff all the time and all that. But her job is very stressful.
Yeah.
Like, she loves it. She's way into it. I mean, she sees patients all the time. She works in cardiology. And so, I mean, like, it's kind of an important job she has. I don't know if I could handle the stress.
Look at all the stress that we have here, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's in its own way.
It's true.
We're in the entertainment industry,
right,
and there
the
is.
Pressure.
People don't realize that. Like, oh, it's easiest job. Great, blah, blah, blah. It is.
It's
a radio show.
But writing the script every day.
I know. It takes so much time.
That's right.
Two in the morning.
Takes time.
Right. Trying to make sure. No, don't laugh.
How many and agains do I put in Bob's line? And again,
do I laugh here?
And again.
Would you try to focus a little bit?
See, and then when Corby goes off script and just laughs, then you
I know.
Go,
yeah, like, that's
not
in the script.
There.
He's not supposed to be later. All right, Corby. All right, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
That's the Bird House of this week.